Nah, it doesn't shock me at all. You know the type of person Eli is. He doesn't, especially under, learning a new offense and getting on beat with everyone. It doesn't shock me one bit. You know the type of person he is. He wants to be out there. He wants to be with the team in any way, shape, or form. And that's what you see out there.
What are your study sessions like with him? How intense are you guys kind of going over the playbook?
Not too intense just yet. I mean, we're just picking it up. We're just going day by day, looking at what we're installing and figuring out how we can, take advantage of the different play calls that we have, how to get ahead of the call sometimes, understanding what routes we have, just getting on the same page right now. So it's not too intense just yet. We want to just get a good grasp of it and then go from there.
You'd express the desire last year, at the end of last year, to get more chemistry with him, maybe do some more stuff away from just here. Have you guys been able to maybe do anything like that?
Not yet, because our off-season schedule is kind of demanding right now, but we will. I mean, we did some of that when we were down at Duke. We did a lot of one-on-one stuff, and the receivers that were there, we got in the film room a little bit as well. So it was it's a work in progress, but we'll definitely get some one-on-one time in there.
What are your early impressions of the offense? I mean, I know it's really early, but what are your impressions about how it's different and how we should
have I like it. I mean, it's a high pace. It's something that we move the ball around a lot. It's not just, cooling on one side or the other. Not to say that our old offense was that, but it's just an offense that gives us a chance to go up and down the field and use a lot of our strength as a receiver. So we all like that, and we all just want to get to the main goal, and that's learning this offense and working towards week one and working towards that Super Bowl and winning it.
How much do you notice that maybe you're behind where you were in the past at this point? Obviously, it's really early, but, learning a completely new offense and trying to install it and learn. Do you notice that? Is it something you can tell that you're behind where maybe you normally were in the past?
Not really. I mean, you can't really tell that you're behind because you're still learning. You're still, learning it day by day. So it's not about being behind. It's just literally about coming in every day, understanding what we have and executing. There's a, install package that goes in on a day-to-day basis, and we just want to learn it and be able to go out there and compete at a high level.
What is your new offensive coordinator like? What's his personality like around you guys?
He's pretty cool. I mean, he's pretty straightforward. He doesn't sugarcoat anything. He tells you exactly how it is. He tells you exactly how he wants things done, and you kind of just go from there. But he's a good guy. He's definitely one that listens to his players whenever we ask him a question or whenever we need something clarified. He does a good job of that.
Do you find things sound strange? Sometimes you're on the field. Oh no, that's what this was, you're thinking back.
Yeah, sometimes you kind of, integrate the last year's offense and some of the words, you kind of putting them all together. But it's something that we got to, get the old out with the old and kind of get the new terminology. And it's a lot. It's a lot of stuff that we have to learn. It's a lot of things that are being input right now. But we're learning it.
Are you working exclusively inside?
I'm a little bit of both right now. Obviously, majority of our plays are inside. But I'm definitely working, inside and out.
What have you noticed from Odell so far? Obviously, they haven't been around him much, but you get a chance to get out on the field with him for, a couple weeks here.
He's good. He's a good player. He's got great feet. You can tell he's got a good knack for just playing the game of football, understanding how to catch the ball, how to just make a play and get to the football. Obviously, he still has a lot of learning to do in terms of the offense. So do all of us. But from what I see so far, he's a good player, and he's a guy that can potentially contribute down the line.
Are you the guy that they kind of go to? You're the sort of like the elder statesman.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Easy with the elder name, with the elder word in there. No, I get it. But, he's a guy that I've, taken a liking to early on, and we kind of just hang out. We all do. We especially as receivers, we kind of hang out a little bit more than we used to. And we're getting along, and we all help each other to learn this offense, which is what we need to do. So it's been fun so far.
Some guys in Eli's position after coming off that injury may not participate in OTAs like he is right now. Mm-hmm. How much confidence does that give you in him, just seeing him out there, guys out there on the offense, just being able to watch him and know that he's going to be there?
It gives us a lot of confidence. I mean, especially when a guy coming off an injury and everything comes out saying that he's not going to participate, but he's out there with us and, not being tamed, not being, shortened. He's out there every route that he has, every play that he has. He's out there, he's making all the throws. And it's just amazing to see a guy that, you know, is a guy that doesn't have to be out here. He doesn't have to, you know, he can sit back and you know, heal as much as he wants to. But he's out there working with us and learning the plays, learning the timing and everything like that. So it says a lot about his character and how much he loves his teammates.